Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of the week. Ticket texts are rolling in. I want to bring up Tiger Woods, the British Open, and all jokes aside, it's great that the bet we had made cashed by, well, Friday at dinner time. I told you, he ain't gonna make the cut. This guy looked like he was a disaster entering the British Open. He's been a disaster at the last two majors. And the further you get from that magical weekend at Augusta, I think it's appropriate to at least ask the question, was the Masters a fluke? It was that, you know, or as Sully puts it, a perfect storm that, look, guys who don't make mistakes imploded on Sunday. And it wasn't that Tiger played great. He just played consistent. And he hung around. And the field came back to him. And for one weekend, his back held up. And look, the immense preparation it takes for Tiger to even get out of bed. I mean, they were talking 3-4 hours of warming up to get ready to play. I've said to you all along, my fear is he's got a limited window anyways of 2 to 3 years with this fusion surgery before that blows up. And within it, I think it's going to be impossible for him to play a heavy schedule. Look, what was it the other day you saw on ESPN? He's only played 10 rounds of golf in 2019 that weren't in tournaments. 10 rounds of golf? And you're going to go out and win majors? Maybe Koepka, who's a cyborg, not you.
Who doesn't practice, yeah.
So my question is simple. I mean, look, Tiger leaving the British Open here, I know the recency bias. We'll get people calling in going, he's done. Oh, he looked broken. He looked physically, emotionally, and mentally shot. I just want to go home. I'm not going to let that cloud my opinion and say, well, he'll never win anything ever again. But look, I didn't believe he'd ever win a major. He did. It was magical. It was an amazing sports moment. But I'm not going to sit here telling you, like for the people who started burping out takes he was going to challenge Jack, I just don't think they're living in reality. But what is your spin on it? Was the Masters a fluke? Or is that somehow disrespectful? 248-539-9797.
See, I just wonder what's going to be more likely, call it 10 years from now. Are we going to be saying, yeah, Tiger's won a couple more majors? Or are we going to 10 years from now look back and say, man, that 2019 Masters, that was just crazy. That was magical what he did. That was just a wild situation. I think the latter is going to be more likely. I don't think Tiger's going to go out and win a few more majors. And I said it right after the Masters, and it stands true right here this second at 5:05 on whatever it is, July 19th. I don't think Tiger Woods will ever be back. People were saying that all the time. Tiger's back. It's a vintage Tiger. He's never going to be the just crazy, outstanding Tiger Sunday golfer that he was. Just intimidating the field, just absolutely dominating tournament by tournament by tournament. Physically, I don't think he can handle it. That's number one. And number two, there are just so many great young golfers nowadays that make these fields incredibly difficult. I don't think we're ever going to see Tiger in dominating fields and dominating tournament by tournament again.
Getting a couple ticket texts in here, Mikey. People saying, I think Tiger's going to retire. What do you make of that?
No, he won't retire. He's going to just play a very limited schedule. You're going to see him playing the four majors.
Yeah, and when he can't make a cut, that's really limited.
He'll be playing the four majors and another handful of tournaments per year. I think it's going to come down to that.
All right, do you agree with this statement? That if he's going to win a major at some point in the future, that it would be Augusta. It would be the Masters.
I would agree with that because I think it's a limited field. It's perfect. He knows the course.
It plays to his abilities.
Definitely does. Yeah, if he's going to win another one, I think it would be that.
248-539-9797. Yeah, the Tiger thing is out there. The Tyreek Hill thing is there, too. David, go ahead. I know you're bitterly disappointed.
Well, I am disappointed, but here's the thing. I don't know if you would call it the perfect storm or whatever, but Tiger when it comes to the Masters, I think that's the only tournament that he's going to be able to win at. Because you could pace yourself, get yourself ready. That's the first major of the year. You can pace yourself and get ready, play what you need to play, and maybe you get lucky and you have a great weekend and you win. The problem with the rest of these things, the rest of these tournaments, is he doesn't play enough golf. I'm not saying you have to play every tournament, but with your back and with your neck and the way it is, it's like when you see basketball players and when you see football players out there on the bike staying loose. He kind of has to play more tournaments to stay loose. He's not playing enough tournaments to stay loose. He plays here and there, and then he plays a major, and he didn't play enough golf, so now everything's tight. Now he's grimacing on the first hole like he did in the Open. Like, he doesn't play enough for him to win anything else. And if he doesn't get lucky,
his body can't do it.
And that's the issue. And if he doesn't get the perfect storm again to win the Masters, he probably won't win another major.
Let me ask you this, though, and maybe this is a warped point of view, but why wouldn't you just retire? Enjoy your life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. Like, just take your competitive juices and put it in the business world. You know, you're already an icon, an international mogul. Why not just enjoy it? Like, if it's as miserable as it sounds for him to play golf, And I know what you're going to say. Oh, yeah, well, lay bricks like I do. All right, easy. Take it easy there, Tito. I'm saying, if you're Tiger and you've done it all and you've seen it all and you've made more money than God, why put yourself through it? Why do it at all?
And believe me, I know how difficult it is to play golf 4 days in a row at that type of level, like a major tournament. No. But yeah, no, it's definitely, it definitely taxes on your body. But I want to just point this out. The reason why I can't say the Masters was a fluke is because I think, look, golf tournaments are 4 days. That can't be a fluke. You have to play well for 4 days. It's not like this is just one play or one lucky Hail Mary or, I don't know, blocking a punt last second and returning into the end zone, something like that.
Well, maybe if you didn't have gunners that were running down to cover somebody who wasn't even on the field or kids disengaging and running up the field for no reason, that wouldn't happen.
And I'm just messing around with that. But I can't say that's a fluke. But, yeah, it was a perfect type of situation for him to just take the Masters, and he had some help.
I got a fluke for you. Scoring 6 points in your bowl game. Lose 7-6 in a bowl game.
That was bad.
And by the way, that kid's going to go in the top five. Justin Herbert. That's how good our defense played that day. We lost a football game 7-6.
No, the offense just can't
Antonio
score.
Should have been made to ride a bike back from San Francisco.
Ride a bike.
Well, we're also hearing people say that Tiger Woods would win. Oh, he's going to win another one or two majors
because
this year.
Everyone's reactionary.
This
Everyone
year.
Goes crazy. And I know it probably sounds reactionary here, but like I've held the same opinion for a decade. I don't feel a great reason to change. It's rooted in medicine and science. I mean, this guy has experimental surgery. This guy's body is a disaster.
Do you think there, if you have to pick one, better chance that Tiger Woods wins another major, at least one more, or Tiger Woods never wins another major again?
Never wins a major again. Just based on shot to shot, hole to hole, round to round, I feel like his body can explode at any moment.
And then again, all that we're talking about with him, there's also a hell of a good field out there, too, with all the younger guys that are fantastic.
Yeah, well, the other scenario, too, is don't you believe if he's going to get it done, he's just got to be steady Eddie, kind of like Molinari Light, be steady Eddie, hang around, and hope the field comes back to him on Sunday.
Right, and that's why again, Tiger Woods will never be back, because that's not the old Tiger Woods.
Tiger was a front runner.
He would just go take every tournament and go, you know, set the tone and take it. Not waiting for the field like you would have to do now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.